A city program just launched with the goal of tackling food waste, food insecurity, and climate change in Milwaukee. Feed MKE is accepting grant proposals now for efforts to improve food waste recovery and composting. To learn more, WUWM's Lena Tran spoke with Andy Shaka, who's with Milwaukee's Environmental Collaboration Office and leads the new program.
What do we know about how much food is wasted and, you know, the cost or the impact of that in Milwaukee or, you know, across Wisconsin?
Wisconsin is definitely among the range of what we see in the higher end of food insecurity in the United States. Globally, it's a massive issue. On average, the amount of food that we waste exceeds 40 and in some areas even 50% of what is produced. 17% post-pandemic, Milwaukee residents are experiencing food insecurity on some level. And yet we waste astronomical amounts of food. And so, you know, the question really is, how do we get the most amount of food to the people who need it? And how do we keep the most amount of organic waste from sitting in a landfill? Anyone who's concerned with climate understands that methane gases are released. But the other piece of it is what we do with what we cannot use. Of course, that's where composting comes in, so that we can continue that cycle of creating healthy and nutritious food, getting it to the people who need it, capturing what we can from the waste, and then putting it back into the soil to create a more healthy ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about some of the big community connections that you're hoping to make?
We really want to have a coalition that's representative of the entire food system. And there's a lot of areas where we've identified sort of gaps. One great example of that is the connection between food pantries and composting and, you know, grocery chains. Let's say I have a pallet of tomatoes and I'm a grocer and I don't want to toss them. And I know that there's hungry people. And so I take them, you know, to the local food pantry and I drop them off. Food pantries are often run by volunteers, and getting a pallet of tomatoes that are near the end of their prime period can be difficult. How do you process them? How do you make use of them? And in some cases, what pantries are receiving may be suitable only for discard or composting. But unless that food pantry has a compost facility or even just a compost bin, that's another wasted opportunity. So while we're doing this sort of comprehensive study, we're saying, oh, okay, so maybe we just need this solution to try and address this part of the problem. And that will help us, you know, create greater impact down the line. And then this other part of the problem that we know exists could be more readily addressed through increased, you know, funding or having that person maybe who's an innovator and wants to help launch a business solution that would, you know, sort of support that goal.
It sounds like Feed MKE is looking at stakeholders of different scales, whether it's like businesses or, you know, the food pantries, the growers, and then there's also ways for individuals to get involved, right?
So individuals are always welcome at the coalition conversations. As I said, there'll be courses online, there'll be workshops. There's, you know, a growing list of folks who are offering either volunteer opportunities, donation opportunities, or providing resources for folks who are in need. Our website is up and we've got a lot of early engagement points there for people. If you're an organization and you're a large scale organization like a hospital or a hotel, you can certainly work with us to create better solutions for how you're capturing food waste. We really are looking to connect with anyone, again, who has an interest in sharing in the conversation with us. I think just even helping people really sort of know what's being done and how we can amplify that. How can we better support the groups who are doing really good work in this area already? And how can we help them collaborate in more meaningful ways so that there's not, you know, a reduplication of effort? And so that, you know, folks aren't struggling to kind of find a model if a model exists.
That was Andy Shaka speaking with WUWM's Lena Tran. Feed MKE is accepting grant proposals through late November.